We're speaking with Spencer Hutchings. He is a candidate for Bonner County Clerk, a Republican candidate for Bonner County Clerk. And I will say his opponent is Roger Rudd, but you will see on the ballot Joanne Guzzi, and she's withdrawn from the race. So you want to vote for either Spencer or Roger in this race. And thank you for being here, Spencer.
You're welcome. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, tell us about yourself, how you got here, how long you've been here, your professional qualifications, groups you're involved with, anything you think voters might like to know.
Well, as you said, my name is Spencer Hutchings. I've been in Bonner County for, I think this is 13, 14 years now I've been up here. And prior to moving to Bonner County and having a little gun store here in town that I have, I had a much larger gun store in California. And before that, the experience that's relevant to this position is I used to build hospitals. And I was a manager for building large hospitals in California, budgets up to, the biggest one I did was just under $1 billion. A lot of those projects were $250+ million in the budget of Bonner County's in the 80s. So it wasn't just building the hospitals and controlling the budgets. I actually developed the system that they used for controlling the budgets and auditing them and tracking everything. I've always been a bit of a numbers geek. I kind of enjoy that stuff. I developed that system because I saw there was a hole in the accounting for the hospital, and they were struggling keeping track of it and auditing it and having correct outcomes at the end. So I saw that opportunity to insert myself into the process and get it fixed and help a bunch of people in the meantime. And it worked out great, and spent over a decade doing that, and it was quite fun. And hopefully there's going to be that kind of opportunity in the county. You know, I'm thinking that I used to get paid quite well to think outside the box and look at things from different perspectives. And I'm hoping to get elected and go into the county and look at things from a different perspective. Mm-hmm. Definitely a different perspective than a career bureaucrat, somebody who has owned businesses and had to make payroll and knows how to work efficiently and knows how to work with employees to make sure that they have what they need to get their job done and do it effectively and with a smile on their face, hopefully, so that the public that they interact with feels like they're working with a public servant rather than somebody who's looking down on them, you know? It's kind of where I'm coming from on this.
What brought you to North Idaho?
I grew up in the Yosemite area in California, and it was an absolutely beautiful place to live. And the politics in that area got to be a little bit corrosive for my personality. And I just wanted to live my life without a lot of interference from the government. And I found this place and moved here. And it was kind of interesting because after I moved here, actually, I had one of my cousins walk into my store. What are you doing here? She says, what do you mean, what am I doing here? I live here. Like, I didn't know you lived in Sandpoint. And I'd remembered when I was a very young child having my grandfather tell me about being a logger. And, you know, some of the family had done railroad stuff. And it turns out that my family built the railroad tracks around Silverwood. And this is where my grandfather logged.
Yeah,
so I'm like a homing pigeon. I didn't even know it. I came back to where my family was from.
Well, that's an interesting sidelight right there.
Yeah.
So, well, here's the $64 question. Why are you running?
I'm running when I first got up here and I saw Mike Rosedale, how he did his job. I thought he did a great job. You know, I always had a lot of respect for Mike.
He's the incumbent.
Yeah.
He's not running. He's the retiring clerk.
He's the retiring clerk. You know, I had a lot of respect for Mike. I thought he did a great job. I know what a lot of what the clerk does is, you know, Title 31 says that the clerk is the auditor. If you go look in Title 31, you know, where Idaho discusses the roles of the county clerk, they don't really say county clerk much. They just talk about the auditor. And watching numbers and controlling numbers and budgets is kind of a little niche that I have that I'm pretty good at. And I thought it would be a good fit for my skill set. So while Mike was doing the job and I thought he was doing a great job, I never really considered running against him. But when I saw that he was going to retire, I thought that would be a good fit. So mm-hmm. I thought I would run for it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Spencer, what do you consider to be the top issues in the race, or if not issues, the top three things you think voters might want to weigh when they're deciding how to vote?
I think the top things are, you know, it's not necessarily an everyday thing for the clerk, but I think one of the most important things to most people is having some confidence in the elections. I think people would like to know that the elections are absolutely above board, the voter rolls are clean, there's no dead people voting or people that don't live here voting or people that shouldn't be voting. I think all that stuff needs to be extraordinarily transparent. I think there should be no implication in any way that there's anything improper going on in that. And I think it's vital to the role of the clerk that it's just so obvious and so transparent that anybody can look at any part of it and say, okay, I understand how that's working. And I understand how you're preventing fraud or you're preventing people from doing things they shouldn't be doing or inappropriate actions. So that's probably the top thing that I think is a hot button issue, especially now. And the next important thing, of course, is budgets and tracking money. And the thing after that would be supporting the commissioners, making sure that everything the commissioners do, I mean, it's the clerk's office job to make sure all that stuff is accurately and exactly correctly reported and tracked. You know, that's our duty. Mm-hmm. So I think those are the top three things. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, as you've already touched on, the county clerk wears numerous hats. Auditor is one, and chief elections officer is another. Also, the recorder, you handle all kinds of public records. And then there's the clerk of the district court. Out of all the hats you would be wearing, is there one that you think is most critical for Bonner County right now?
It's the auditor. That's the most important thing that the clerk does. I mean, on a day-to-day, what's the most important thing you're going to do each day? The most important thing I'm going to do each day is make sure all the money is where it's supposed to be. It's being paid to who it's supposed to be paid from. It's being collected from who it's supposed to be collected from. And it's all being tracked in a transparent and reportable manner.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you also already touched on election integrity and transparency, and you see that as a very important role. What is your stance on the use of electronic tabulators versus hand counting ballots?
Well, they should be able to be used in unison or in some kind of, and we do use them that way. You know, we have electronic tabulators, and if there's some kind of question or some kind of issue, then we can go back and we can count them by hand because we have paper ballots. I think a lot of people are concerned anytime you introduce electronics into it that it's going to be meddled with, you know, and we've had, I don't know, the last two or three federal elections in a row where people just assumed or they thought that things were being meddled or monkeyed with. And I have an IT background. I used to build computers and build computer networks. I'm a self-taught computer Cisco CNA. And I'm pretty familiar with IT security and how you isolate systems and track data going in and out of systems to make sure it hasn't been fooled with or hasn't been tampered with. And there's an IT department there that's their job to help us with those things. And I think if we can show a trail, an electronic trail, that's clear enough and transparent enough that people maybe will relax a little bit that things have been tampered with or have not been tampered with. I think that's a thing that I've heard come up over and over again at the county commissioner meetings where somebody will say, you know, well, it's connected to the network or you have it not connected to the network, but there's this Chinese chip in it that's going to secretly send the ballots off somewhere or tamper with them or something. And I'd like to eliminate that. I don't know. Maybe we have to do all the counting in a Faraday cage or something so people know that we're not getting messed with. I don't know. Whatever it takes to make people feel happy and comfortable and know that we're not doing anything untoward with the ballots. That's what I want to make sure.
And you feel this system right now is pretty secure?
I haven't seen the specific details of what we're using versus what maybe other people are using and if there are systems that perhaps we have in place, electronic systems we have in place that maybe they're a little bit older. I'm sure that when I go look at the systems, everything is not going to be the absolute latest, greatest, most current thing. I mean, that's just government. The government doesn't always buy the latest, greatest thing. Sometimes we're a few years behind on things. But stuff like elections equipment, we should probably be about as up to date as we possibly can be just to make sure that we don't have any security holes or vulnerabilities.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's circle back on the county auditor portion of your the position. So you're responsible there for overseeing the county budget and ensuring that taxpayer dollars are spent legally and efficiently. If you were elected, how would you approach the budget cycle, which is obviously arises from the many different departments that are that make up the county?
Right. So budgets are kind of, budgets can be really tedious and they can be just absolute torture for managers, depending on how you do it, or they can be fairly pleasant. And I've always endeavored to make sure that they were as pleasant and carefully and thoroughly done as possible. I really like to do zero-based budgets. Are you familiar with the term?
Yes. Yeah.
So
But our listeners might not be. Yeah.
So mm-hmm. when you do a zero-based budget, you basically go to the department manager and you say, okay, you have no money whatsoever. Now justify every single penny that you would like to spend in your department. And I don't think that that would necessarily be something we would do or want to do across the entire county. Maybe a third of the departments each year could go through something like that. And maybe every 2, 3, 4 years, we have them do a reset and do a zero-based budget. And maybe we'll find some holes in the budget. I don't think I've ever done one of those budgets where we didn't find something that could be saved. Or mm-hmm. sometimes we would find something that we had missed and they needed funding for. But the most important part of that is that you really carefully look at every single thing, as opposed to saying, well, inflation this year was 3%, so I need a 3% bump in my budget, which I don't ever see how that's justified. I think every penny in a budget should have some kind of, you know, some kind of cost associated with it. Everything should. And there should never be any black holes other than contingency money that's set aside. And that should be, you know, a very well calculated and historically proven number, because things do happen. But working with the department heads on getting accurate, clean, correct budgets, I think after they work with me for a little while, they'll realize I really do have their interests at heart, and I really do want to make sure that they're funded to the level they need to be funded at so that the county gets the services that it expects.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for that. Clerk's office also handles a massive volume of public records, everything from deeds to court filings. Do you think the county is up to speed with its record keeping, or is there anything there that you might identify as something that needs to be tackled?
Well, I'm of the opinion there's always room for improvement no matter what you're doing. I mean, generally, there's always something that can be done better. And this is something where you look at the systems and you look at the people doing the work and how they're doing it and see if there's little tweaks you can make or entire wholesale changes that need to be made to reset a system. You know, I've never been somebody who goes into a position and somebody tells me, well, that's always how we've done it. Well, I don't care how you've always done it. Maybe the way you've done it has been wrong for 30 years. You never know until a fresh set of eyes looks at it. Maybe it's the exact way it should be done. But you don't know till you ask, until you look at it. So I like to examine those things and look at them and talk to the people who are actually doing the work. And I really like to get into the systems and learn the job a little bit myself and actually do the job a little bit myself. Maybe take over at one of the windows for one of the clerks for a day and have them shadowing me while I do it and learn how they do their job and see if, you know, that sinks in for a little while and I think of a different or a better or an alternative way to do it that maybe they hadn't thought of. I mean, that's a part of my brain that's always been kind of good, where I can look at things just a little bit differently than some other people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes my ideas are great and sometimes they're a smoking pile.
Well, it's candid. Probably true for everybody though, right?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, that's the way it is, but you have to be able to look at it and, you know, you have to be able to acknowledge when, you know, okay, my idea stinks and you guys are doing great. And mm-hmm. let me support you in what you're doing.
Okay. Well, that kind of segues into the next question I have here. It's on staffing and office culture. So the clerk's office relies on a dedicated team of deputies and clerks to keep the county running. How do you plan to address, say, staff retention and morale within the office to ensure that our county residents are getting good service?
Well, the way you address staff retention and morale is you spend time with the people and see how their job is going. See I mean, if these are people that are happy in what they're doing, that shows very clearly in their interactions with the public and their interactions with fellow staff. If you have grumpy people, that kind of drags the whole office down. So you have to find out why that person is, you know, I mean, are they having personal problems? Is the way that their job set up just too burdensome? Should two people be doing this job and one person is now stuck doing it? But you figure those things out by spending time with these people. And I intend, you know, for the very first thing that I would like to do is start spending time from day one with the staff. I want to spend as much quality time with each person. I intend to do it with every single person that works underneath me. Spend time with them and find out what they're doing, how it's going, and what their, you know, what their pain points are, or, you know, if they're just delighted in their job. And I want to learn that and see how I can help and see how I can be a good manager for them. And the good people, we want to make sure they're happy and make sure they stay around for as long as we can keep them. And if there's any, you know, if there's any bad apples, we got to get rid of the bad apples and keep the good ones. You know, that's a manager's job. The most important thing any manager in any organization does is hire good people, keep good people, and get rid of bad people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question is on navigating county politics. The clerk is also the clerk of the Board of County Commissioners. And in that position, you may find yourself in the middle of political friction. And I think we've actually seen that here. How do you intend to maintain a professional, objective relationship with the commissioners, even when there are disagreements between the commissioners?
Well, the disagreements happening between the commissioners are their disagreements. I mean, if there's something I can say or point out that would lower the tension level, I would, of course, insert that. But for the most part, I'm going to have to let them work out their relationships. I can't fix their relationships. The clerk's job is to record all this stuff and make sure that there's an accurate record for the public. I've always been really good at not letting previous things bother me or, you know, taint how I interact with people. You know, you always have disagreements with people at some point, but you have to be able to look at it from their perspective as much as possible. Why are they feeling the way they're feeling? And why are they reacting to me the way that they are? And am I doing something wrong? Or is their view skewed for some reason that I need to correct, or I just need to speak to them a little bit and find out why they're behaving in a particular way? But I've always been really good about not, you know, I've never understood grudges. I've never understood people that have like a hard feeling towards somebody forever because something happened. Well, I don't get the point of that. You know, it happened. Okay, let's move on. We have stuff to do. Let's move forward. Mm-hmm. Let's do it together, hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here is what I call the why you question. In a primary where candidates often share similar party platforms, you are a Republican candidate and you have a Republican opponent. Mm-hmm. What's the sharpest difference between you and your opponent? Why should a Republican voter in Bonner County choose you?
You know, I think what it really comes down to is I'm not a person who is coming out of 30 years in government service that had the Uniform Code of Military Justice behind my requests where, you know, if you don't do what I tell you to do, you go to jail. I don't give orders. I don't make demands. I work collaboratively with people. I've done that for a long, long time. And I don't think that my opponent has reached that point in his life where he's able to do that. I've watched how he interacts in crowds and stuff. And I don't think he's figured out he's not in the Marine Corps anymore. And I'm kind of wondering how that's going to work out in the county government. That's one thing that I think is very important, I think could cause some problems. You know, I've been working with civilians and union people for well over 30 years and doing it quite well. You know, I have employees from companies that I had 30 years ago that I still talk to that, you know, we still get along great, and I help them move along to other places and get better jobs. I love having employees that move on to a better job because I've taught them so well that they get to, you know, go do something better and make their life better. It's a good feeling, you know, that you've helped somebody out and helped them move forward. And other differences between me and my opponent would be the current the current state of the Republican Party apparatus in this county is not what I would consider ideal. We've gone from a county that used to be one of the most conservative and respected counties in the state to one that people in Boise look at Bonner County and they say, what on earth is going on in Bonner County? Why are these people doing this stuff? And they don't understand what's going on here. I mean, we're currently, the local Republican Party is currently running a lawyer, a real estate agent, and a home builder for the three open county positions. And I don't think there's very many people in the county who feel like we need a home building or a development team hired into the county. We already have one home builder on the county commission, and I don't think we need another one. I don't think that we, as a society, need any more lawyers in our government. I think we have plenty of lawyers in government. I think they need to go do something besides create laws and add barriers for people to get over. It seems like lawyers never, especially in government, they never make it any better. It seems like it just grinds it down and grinds the citizens down. So I don't see how that's helpful. And I don't see how having another, you know, a real estate person in our government, especially our local government here, is going to help any of the citizens. I don't think they're looking at the county from the right perspective. I think this is a development team being pushed by the local Republican Party. And I don't know what got them to that point where they're pushing this development stuff. You know, they're giving, the head of the local Republican Party has made quite a fuss over minor land divisions, and they seem to be taking advantage of the system. And then when we had county commissioners who stopped them from taking advantage of the minor land divisions, they were attacked. And, you know, I think they were doing the right thing. The minor land divisions were being exploited by developers, and our county commissioners, looking out for the citizens of the county, stopped it. And when they stopped it, the local Republican Party attacked them, and now they're running a group of people who won't give them a hard time about minor land divisions and developments. And I just don't think that's the direction the county, the citizens of the county, want to go.
Well, Spencer Hutchings, Republican candidate for Bonner County Clerk, you got a minute if you want to add anything else, but definitely tell us how can voters get in touch with you if you want to ask you questions.
Hutchings for Idaho, Hutchings, the number 4, Idaho, is the website. You can go there and leave me an email, or you can send me an email directly at getinvolvednorthidaho@gmail.com, or find me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Spencer Hutchings, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.